A study into Adelie penguins in eastern Antarctica has shown a 75% increase in their population over the last 30 years. Meanwhile, Adelie penguin populations have plummeted on the other side of the continent, believed to have been caused by reductions in krill and sea ice melting. The study by biologists Louise Emerson and Colin Southwell is the biggest of its kind ever undertaken, and it will be completed this summer season. Phil Ashley Brown reports from Casey Station in eastern Antarctica. His report begins with the voice of biologist Colin Southwell.
This is a call that penguins make when they're changing partners. When one partner comes in from foraging and takes over from the incubation duties on the nest. We're walking across the snow here to Newcombe Bay, and out of Newcombe Bay there are penguins coming in from foraging trips. They're breeding now, so they're going out to forage to get food for their chicks, and there are some birds coming back in right now.
Over the last 7 years, biologists Louise Emerson and Colin Southwell have surveyed penguins across a 4,000-kilometre stretch of East Antarctic coastline, including 150 islands.
The equivalent of that in Australia would be all the way from the east coast to the west coast of Australia, so it's a really big survey. I think it's, as far as we know, the biggest direct survey of penguins that has ever been undertaken in Antarctica.
The survey was aimed at finding out whether the population has changed to inform policy decisions around fishing.
We're doing all these tracking studies to figure out where they're foraging and what environment they're foraging in, particularly in relation to sea ice, because that is an aspect of the environment that is already showing changes in relation to climate change.
Where are they foraging? How far out?
The penguins at Casey are foraging around 400 kilometres away from the breeding site during the summer period. We've also done some previous studies on the winter foraging, and during that period they're travelling up to 3,500 kilometres away from the breeding sites.
You've seen some big changes in the population here. How big have the population changes been?
We've found that the populations across East Antarctica have increased by around about 75% over the past 30 years.
Do you know why the increase has been so big?
Well, we've only gotten to the point where we can say that the population changes have occurred and they're of that extent. Some populations are increasing more quickly than others. In some areas, they've remained steady. And we're hoping that there might be differences in the environmental conditions of those regions that will give us some insights into why penguins are changing so much in some areas and less so in other areas.
Across the continent, on the Antarctic Peninsula, the opposite is happening. Adelie penguin numbers are dramatically decreasing. Biologists suspect it's due to sea ice melt. And Dr. Southwell doesn't think the population is moving to the east.
Well, we don't know for sure, but it's hard to imagine that movement on that scale, a transcontinental scale, could happen.
Biologist Colin Southwell, reporter Phil Ashley Brown, travelled to Casey Station, courtesy of the Australian Antarctic Division.